We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's episode of The Criticast, the 156th episode. Pretty exciting. Yeah. And on this week's episode, I'm going to talk about the economy. I'm going to have some questions I want to ask. It's just some things that need to be confronted. Yeah, certain realities. Sometimes you sweep them under the carpet. And in the final segment, I'm going to talk about arranged marriage. I got some opinions from out there and also some of my opinions on arranged marriages and that sort of thing. But first of all, let's go through a whirlwind through the news. It's been a busy week. Stana and Olinda were back again. Olinda comes out and says, Stana doesn't want me to come home and get my stuff and so I can move on. Stana says, why is this woman hustling me? I'm not her husband anymore. Visa Gupuro. Gupuro is like a thing, it's like a divorce thing. So you can actually just go and give a token to say, I'm giving you guys a dollar or whatever it is. You can take your child back. And it's, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. It's like, I don't know. I'm just done with that. And he's talking about getting a police peace order against her, that sort of thing. Kids, don't do drugs. Yeah, just don't. Just leave that alone. Yeah. What else has happened? There was some beef between Superman Diwanzira and Pastor Evan Mawarere. And then, of course, they decide to be grown up because Super then decides to apologize. And then Pastor Evan says, yeah, shout out. And I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah. So if you don't know what the beef is about, is Superman Diwanzira claimed that there was a warrant out. And so when Pastor Evan was arrested on his, when he came back to Zimbabwe, it's based on a warrant that had been outstanding and that sort of thing. Yada, yada, yada. And I just kind of like, can't we all just get along? It could be simpler if we did. What else? And then there was the thing with Ravenica. Did you see that? Where, because she's shooting at her what you call it, her TV talk show, which is done online on her Facebook page, and people are like, oh, she's benefiting from her dad and so forth without any proofs. It became a thing. Oh, she's abusing state funds, resources, and so forth. And apparently, she's paying for a service that is available to everyone. But everybody got caught up and got mad. And I think everybody just looks for anything to get mad at these days. It's just like, let's get mad. Let's get angry. As long as we can get angry, let's get angry. And it became a thing. It became a thing for a whole weekend. I'm just kind of like, yo, come on, chill out, people. And then another beef, this week of beef. Chiangwa and Kaf. Did you guys see that? Dr. Philip Chiangwa, who is the president of the Zimbabwe Football Association, as also the president of the Confederation of Southern African Footballs. So we'll call it Council of Southern African Football Associations, something like that. You know, anyway, yeah. So they're backing Ahmed or something like that to take on the incumbent CAF president, Issa Hayatou, who's been president of CAF for the last 361 years or something. And so they want to get him out. And I think everybody who's outside East Africa wants him out. We're tired of him. He's boring. He's horrible. So Chiangwa's having a birthday party on the 24th of February. And that's after some event that's happening in Johannesburg. It is getting the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, to come and hang out with him, right? And it's kind of like, yeah, it's a thing. And so, what's his name? The CAF guy is getting all upset and saying you're destabilizing CAF. Yeah, because you, those presidents, why are they visiting you? It's kind of weird. It's kind of says, like, you know, not allowed to have to allow people to come to your birthday party anymore. Boardroom squabbles. It's going to be very interesting. Zimbabwe started off a cricket series this coming, actually on Thursday. I guess Afghanistan, there are a couple of matches. But there's a cyclone that's coming. Did you hear about the cyclone? It's Cyclone Dineo. I don't know when, if there's ever been a cyclone that's been named after an African name, especially a Southern African name. So Cyclone Danielle is going to be is going to affect parts of Zimbabwe from the 17th to the 20th of this month, and it's going to be hectic. There's going to be floods and flash lightning and all that sort of thing. So please tell your people, and when Nezi going down, Gwanda, that area, Cholocho, they could be affected by this. So yeah, so there might be rains and there might not be cricket. Happening this weekend is the National Arts Merits Awards. There's a happening this weekend. And also congratulations to David Alford Harare, who was made his debut at the New York Fashion Week. I don't know if any other Zimbabwean has done New York Fashion. It might be the same one. He's a British-born guy who's came to Zimbabwe, settled here. So he's got a fashion house here. And also congratulations to Taff the Tailor, who's out in London for the International Fashion Showcase, the first Zimbabwean to do that. So yeah, breaking boundaries. It's Larry, you listen to the Criticast. Yeah, once again, it's the Criticast. The name is Larry, and the economy is in a weird position. Zimbabwe's economy is just so weird. It's just surreal, and I think we're just getting tired of being weird, to be honest. It's just kind of one of those, like, you know, it's just like kind of like, oh. Okay, first of all, the Standard Chartered came out and say that it was banning the use of visas, the visa card outside Zimbabwe, unless you give them 72 hours notice and an itemized list of things that you want to buy from a different country. And, you know, this is one then followed up by the limits that was placed by MasterCard on daily, you know, I mean, monthly swipes. So you can only swipe up to $400 a month. And, you know, and other reductions that were made. And you're just sitting there just like, yeah, but bruh. Oh, this is my money. I can't get it out. So we're celebrating the other day and saying, oh, people can swipe now. There's different ways of using money. The government saying that, you know, you're going to be able to swipe. It's going to be a cook and curry. And if you're swiping, that means you stop worrying about cash. And you know, and everything's going to be a lot better. And you can't help but tie it to the bond note. And because, as I said, the bond note is an instrument, it's fine. As long as I said in the episode I talked about it, as long as you back it up with other reforms. So you talk about SI-64, but if SI-64 means that you're only selling within Zimbabwe, that means you're not earning any foreign currency. And there's still foreign currency that's flying out, and there's now foreign currency that's not being deposited within banks. And because, I mean, if you're a person who's got money and you got US dollars, are you going to put them in the bank or not? Are you going to put them in the bank? Because there's no guarantee you'll be able to get money out, because you can only put stuff in if you're going to get it out, right? And the question is, it's a difficult question to ask. And with the introduction of the $5 and speculation that there's going to be the $10 note and the $20 note, given the fact that the $5 note was just snuck up on the market, there was no pomp and ceremony. There was like they came with the $2 one, and they went, so didn't even have any information on the security features. It just kind of is tiring, and it's just really tiring, and you just wonder, you know, in a slick way. Is this still going to be called a bond note? I don't know. It's a strange place because ultimately, I mean, it's like, what's the plan, brah? You got monetary policy coming out. I haven't looked at it, but it's just kind of like, before it used to be the thing that you wanted to look at because, oh, there's so many incentives and so forth and all that sort of thing. You're talking about gold miners. They get incentives that if they get to a certain target of 28 tons, then what's going to happen is that they're going to get the 3% levy is going to end up getting struck off. Okay, possibility that might happen. But then what? And, you know, you've got talk, a minister coming out and saying that 12 new television stations are going to result in 4 million jobs. And does you know what? Bloody 4 million jobs is like three. We're talking about one station being responsible for 317,000 people being employed. Without any quantitative information to prove that there are, 317,000 people that have been employed because we've got one television station so far. So I'm just like, what, bruh? I don't know. Oh, by the way, if you don't know, doctors are on strike. The hospital doctors have gone on strike. And when you read their letter, just go online, go to 3mob.com, just go and look for doctors on strike. You understand why. And it just makes it such a weird place. Yes, it is, Larry, in the final segment of the Credit Cast, talking about the relationship segment, and we're talking arranged marriages. And because I was watching Married at First Sight South Africa, it's a program in which people have never met each other. Their profiles are checked out, you know, scientifically, whatever the case is, yada, yada, yada. Then they meet each other and they get married immediately. It's a social experiment. So it's been happening across the world, and now there's a South African version. I was watching the teaser for this week's episode, and this young girl's like, oh, my grandmother's not happy. Because you got to think about certain things like lobola and all that sort of thing and all that stuff. So now that's the extreme version. So I decided to ask this question. Do arranged marriages still have a place in today's society? And first of all, these were the responses that came over WhatsApp. And I say thank you once again to everybody that responded. Let's go.
Hi, Larry. I don't think on the topic you sent me, I can say anything constructive about arranged marriage, because I'm the type of chick who actually has a problem that all my lectures are arranged, so I don't think I can say anything much about this topic.
Arranged marriage, though no longer as popular as it was in the olden days, is still around in our society, and I personally believe that it's something that's vital in certain situations. For example, if a person wishes to strengthen maybe business relationships, they're a business person, and they need to strengthen business relationships, they then need to marry into a family that's already exposed to business and that has a competitive advantage compared to other businesses, thereby actually forming an ally that can actually further their empire. So I believe that it still is relevant in our society, and it still has a place in society. And for so long as people are people and people have goals, end goals, visions and requirements and needs, then that will then perpetuate arranged marriage.
I am totally against arranged marriages. I do not think they still have a place in our society, in modern day society. You can be betrothed to each other, maybe because you grew up together, your families get along, but you've seen each other before, you've interacted with each other. There is a relationship, karipo, maybe out of getting along and so forth. That maybe would be okay, especially if the parents encourage it and not force it, but encourage it. The one I have an issue with is where you meet your husband for the first time. No, that's a big no. I also have an issue with that if it's going to be forced, if you don't get time to court each other, you don't get time to get a chance to go through the process of courtship. So, yeah, I think maybe I sound like I'm contradicting myself, but arranged marriage, if you're given the option to say no, or to at least get to know the person, it might be okay. But if it's by force, like Sharia law sort of force, I don't know.
I think
that arranged marriage does work, but it depends like who is doing it. Obviously, a lot of us, basically arranged marriage, like marriage is a cultural thing, and there are certain cultures that subscribe to it, and certain, most of our cultures subscribe to the Western way of looking at marriage, which is like the whole romantic view of marriage. So, you know, it's unbeknown to us. However, there are other cultures that subscribe to it, and they just look at it from a pragmatic point of view where, you know, it's just straight up whatever the needs are that need to be met. So it does work. However, there are downsides to arranged marriages whereby might not have physical attraction initially or forever. That chemistry, oh my God, I just think it just should not be taken lightly. And also, you know, certain people have suffered abuse, people cheating on each other because of arranged marriages, because you're not fulfilled in what you have subscribed to. So I don't know, it depends, each to their own.
So those are some of the candid contributions. Just to go through some of those on Facebook, Farai says nay, says an absolute no. I've also got the same from Vanessa. Dunmore says nay, because it's cruel if a person is 18 years or above, can cast vote, he or she is mature enough to choose his or a partner. Society or relatives should not have a say in this. This is a personal and private matter. Every other living being is finding a partner on its own. It's an evil practice. It should be stopped immediately. Leanne simply says yay without giving a reason why. Adele says yay. My mom and dad did the same thing, and they stayed married for 50 years. This freedom and choice thing is definitely not working out, hey? A rate of failed marriages in this age of ours? So arranged marriages is still being practiced by the Hindus, and they are doing just fine, hey, unlike us. Master says, all marriages are arranged one way or the other. Anyway, it depends on who arranges them. Kudzai says, yay, within certain agreeable boundaries and accepted circumstances. For instance, some people lack game. Jacqueline says, social issues have no formula at all. So if it is a consenting adults, why not? You never know till you're in it if your marriage works or not. So yay. Like I says, yay, would have saved me from a lot of the heartache and disappointment I've experienced. Tinashe says, yeah, I think the work they work, especially if both parties come from functional families. Angela says, nay, it ruined me. Lily says, no. Vatiswa says nay. And also says, who would get into a loveless relationship? Now, there's a point that was mentioned by somebody, that you never really know about a marriage until you're in it. And you might be attracted to somebody, the chemistry is fine and so forth. But when you get married, the practicals, the nooks and crannies of making a successful marriage, just might just not be there. So then the question becomes, do you really want to be, all romantic and so forth? Oh, it was all lovey-dovey. But at the end of the day, the marriage doesn't work out because, well, let's face it, the people concerned just weren't practical when it came to the marriage. So marriage is a lot more complicated than many people make it out to. They think it's all attractions and so forth. And I think there's no formula for what works and what doesn't. But does, as somebody said, who didn't want to put their name, say that because their heart is retarded, they'd rather be in a, what you call it, rather be okay with an arranged marriage. I don't know what I'd want, to be honest. Works for some, and if it's worked for some, it means that there's a possibility it could work for me. I might just have that personality that could do with an arranged marriage. I don't know. It is what it is. Get in touch with me, info@ladyqueeridae.com, on Twitter @queeridae. If you don't want to miss an episode of the QueeriCast, subscribe on iTunes. Just look for QueeriCast. Also, go to iono.fm. Just look for QueeriCast, and then use the RSS feed loaded in whatever device that you use. And also, catch me on ZFM Stereo between 8:30 and 9 p.m. On Health Matters. That's on every Tuesday. And I'm standing in for Chilla on Culture Talk on the same station between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on Wednesday. Other than that, I just say take care of yourself and the people that you love. And I leave you with a simple saying. And it's a very simple saying. It's not very difficult. It's not how clever you are that people are going to remember. It's the way you made them feel. It's been Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?